2 Samuel chapter number 23. Verse number 13. You've heard this story a lot of times. Amen. And 3 of the 30 chief went down, came to David in the harvest time and to the cave of Adullam. The troop of the Philistines pitched in the valley of Rephaim. And David was then in a hold. The garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. And David longed and said, "Oh, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate." And the 3 mighty men break through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, he would not drink thereof, but poured it out unto the Lord. "Lord, that I should do this, is not this the blood of the men that went in jeopardy of their lives?" Therefore he would not drink it. These things did these 3 mighty men. Praise the Lord. I want us to look at verse number 15, verse number 16 again. David longed and said, "Oh, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate." And then the Bible said that the 3 mighty men break the host, drew the water, took it, and brought it to David. Hallelujah. I want to preach tonight on going to the well just out of pure love. Going to the well just because you love the Master. Going to the well just because you love the Master. Won't you put that on the tape, brother? Hope I didn't mess you up there. Going to the well just because you love the Master. Hallelujah. Here's David, one of the greatest crises in his life. Face to face with the foe. Face to face with the enemy. Face to face with the Philistines. His enemies have made a garrison in Bethlehem, which was his own beloved home. David is now in a cave. He's held up. He's feeling like a prisoner. He's standing there gazing back at Bethlehem, remembering as a boy how he used to play and run around, and when he got hot and tired, stop at that well that's by the gate and get him a cool drink of water. But now he's in a cave, and there's an enemy between him and the water. David has a longing down in his heart. He's longing for a little bit of the water from that well, which is down at Bethlehem by the gate. There's the enemy in camp between him and it. And the enemy is strong. They're mighty. Just for a minute here tonight, I want us to look at how David must have felt. I mean, have you ever been in a place where there was tides of misfortune that came your way? Amen. I mean, seemed like here's David feeling like a prisoner, not a thing he can do about it. Every time he came out and peeped his head out of that cave that he was held up in, he saw this garrison between him and the well. Saw the enemy between him and his homeland. But nevertheless, he had this desire in his heart. "Oh, then I could have some water from that well that is down there by the gate." While in this situation, while he's in a cave and while he's in a hold and while he's feeling like a prisoner, he's got this thirst and this desire to have some of that water. Now, I want us now to go from David and look at these 3 men. These are the picture of model men. Great men. Valiant men. The Bible said that they were 3 of the mighty men. 3 of the chief. I mean, they knew what it was to fight and draw a sword, and knew what it was to endure bloodshed and go to battle and fight the enemy face to face. These were some mighty men. Had a few victories under their belt. They knew what it was to go to war. But tonight I want you to look, as the Bible said in verse number 15, that David longed and said, "Oh, that one would bring me, amen, water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate." Now there's something that happens here in the next verse. Bible said that these three mighty men break through the host of the Philistines, drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, took it, and brought it right back to their master. Now I want us to look at something here tonight. Here is a man that's feeling destitute, feeling helpless, feeling hopeless, feeling like a prisoner. Amen. Feeling like he's trapped and can't do anything about his situation. Amen. Looks out of the cave every day, finds the enemy staring him back in the eye, and he sits down. I can't see old David just sat down on a rock there, held up, couldn't go nowhere, running from Saul, probably running for his life. And he's just thinking out loud, you might say. I could just kind of see him. You know, we kind of do that sometimes. Walk down the road and kick the gravel and talk to ourselves. Hey, man, tides, hey, man, of confusion run in and flood our soul. We feel like a prisoner, feel hopeless and helpless. Ain't nothing that we seem like can do about it. But inside of us, we're kind of thinking out loud. We have a little water to drink that is from that well down there by the gate. Hallelujah. And so here is David, feeling like a prisoner. Sounds like I'm going in circles here tonight, but I want you to get the picture of how he's feeling. He's held up in this cave, looking out every day, thinking about that well, thinking about that water, and then all of a sudden he sits down on a rock, says, "Oh, I wish I had a drink of water from the well down there by the gate." He's thinking out loud. All of a sudden that desire that's down in his heart, it surfaces. It goes, sends a message to his brain, comes down to his tongue, and he thinks out loud. And all of a sudden, there's three men that overhear his desire. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I want you to notice that the Bible said they didn't vote. They didn't have an election to see whether or not we're going to have revival. They didn't take a look at the checking account, see whether or not they could afford it. They didn't look in the cabinet to see if they had enough groceries to feed the preacher. Come on. Amen. Amen. I want you to notice that there was no law, amen, that David wrote on a piece of paper and said, "You men are required to go down. I know there's an enemy between me and that well. Amen. I know there's a garrison there. I know there's an enemy line." David did not send out a decree and said, "I require you men by law," and seal it with his ring, that you're going to have to fight your way down to that well and bring me water. These three men that had a breakthrough and went down to the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate were under no obligation to do what they did. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The words that David spoke were not really intended for these men to hear. Amen. But he was so thirsty, and that thirst was getting bigger and bigger down in his heart. Have that feeling of being a prisoner becoming more complex day by day. From day to day, he was feeling worse and worse, feeling more hopeless from night to morning. And then one morning he get up and said, "Oh, I wish that one would go and bring me a drink, amen, of that water that is down there by the gate from that well." Amen. And the very next verse said that there was three men that, although they knew the enemy was there, although they knew that it would be a battle, although they knew it would be a struggle. How many believe that revival ain't always easy? How many believe tonight that getting lost in the presence of the sweet Holy Ghost, sometimes we got a few lines of the enemy to go through? Come on, help me here. Amen. But I want you to know, although that these men realized there is a garrison of Philistines between us and that well, they cheerfully risked their lives. Amen. trying to make it to that well for no other reason but that because, amen, hear me while I preach, amen, they risked their lives and fought their way through the enemy for no other reason than because they loved. I said they loved, and they had a desire to please their master named David. And I want you to know these men just out of pure love got up from where they was, disgusted among themselves. I could kind of hear them talking early in the morning. Did you hear what the master said yesterday? He said he wished he had a drink. I know where that well is. You remember how to get there. Hey man, we're needing help from the Lord. Our master is in need. Hey man, there's no law that says we have to do it. We are not obligated by decree to do it. Hey man, but one of them said, I think I feel like going down there just because I love him. Just because he's my master, he's been my friend, he's been good to me, and I'm a soldier in his army, and I'm so loyal to him, and I'm dedicated. I think I'll just get up. How many want to go with me? And two other mighty men said, I'll go. I love him too. Amen. I felt like preaching to us tonight. Listen, church. Amen. Amen. We have not yet reached in this revival. Amen. The peak. Amen. There's some folks that peak out before they get to the peak. You know that? Amen. Amen. But I feel like that there's more. Amen. For us to have in this revival. But I'm going to tell you something tonight. I think God is looking for some mighty men, amen, that just because they love Him are willing to risk their lives. Amen. I wish that I preached tonight. I think the Lord is looking for some men and women in the house of God, amen, that just out of pure love will draw their sword and make their way, amen, through the enemy line. Amen. Try, amen, to make it to the well. Amen. Listen to me tonight. I think it ought to be in our hearts, amen, that we love the Master so much that when God deals with us in a service to obey Him, amen, just because we love Him, we'll say, yes, Lord, I'll do it. Come on. Amen. I tell you tonight, amen, how many love the Master? How many really love Him? How many really love Him? How many really want to please Him? I tell you, God is wanting Trinity to have a breakthrough. But there are some things, amen, the only way we're going to acquire them is that there is a love inside that pushes us and drives us, amen, to fight the enemy and break through the enemy lines. I don't know about you, but if I love Him, I ought to be willing to risk my life. If I really love Him, I ought to be willing to obey God. If I really love Him, I ought to be able to do what the say of the Lord. These men made their way to the well just because they loved the Master. I'm going to tell you something tonight now. They had a pure love. When David said, I wish I had a drink, he didn't mean for them men to hear it, but they heard it. And because they loved him so much, they made their way. Amen. Fought their way to get to that well. Amen. I wish that we could have a church. I wish that we could have a service tonight that just out of pure love, we draw our sword. Amen. And start making our way to the well. Amen. You know what? I think we need some folks that are in so much love with the Master that they'll be willing to fight through the enemy. Amen. Amen. I got to tell you tonight that obedience is always to be commended. Amen. Obedience is always to be commended. I mean, submission to the divine institution of God's law is always to be commended. When we look in this Word of God and see that the Lord says for us to do thus and thus, and then we obey because it's in the Word, amen, that's good and that's to be commended. Come on. Amen. I mean, when we find out, amen, that God wants us to do something for Him, and we find it in black and white, and then we follow up with obedience, that is to be commended. But I wonder tonight, amen, how many people would serve the Lord, amen, just because they love Him. How many people would live wholeness, amen, just because they love Him. How many people would say hallelujah just because they love Him. How many people would worship Him just out of pure love. Great God, we're getting to the place, amen, where our preachers sound like cheerleaders. We got to pump you and prime you. We got to sing it up so high. Amen. Preach it up so high and get us in that elevated mood until we find out that we're going to have a breakthrough. But I want you to know these men were not under an obligation by law. They drew their sword, came out of that cave, and fought the enemy hand and foot, and tooth and toenail, and made their way down to the well just because they heard that the Master had a request. Oh, glory to God. I wish we could get to the place where we'd obey God just because we love Him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's good, amen, when the Lord says it in His Word, and then we do it. But let me tell you, what if, amen, there was no Bible? What if there was no Testament? Amen, would you still serve Him? Oh, come on here now. What if there was no law? Would you still love Him? I tell you, God is looking for somebody that just out of love, amen, will have a breakthrough. Just out of love, we'll make their way to the well. And just out of love, we'll do their best to make the Master happy. This kind of makes me nervous here tonight. David said, oh, I wish I could have a drink. I wonder how many times the Lord said, I wished they'd praise me. Hallelujah. I wonder how many times the Master said, if that one would just stand up and love me, I'd give them a Holy Ghost. Come on, amen. I wonder how many times the Master has looked down from the portals of glory and said, if that one would just stand up and say hallelujah. Amen. You know the kind of creatures we are. We just about have to be made to do things, don't we? Amen. Amen. Oh, God help me. Amen. There's some men that have to be made to go to work. Oh, God. Amen. I mean, the electric's cut off and the car won't run and the kids are gnawing on the table legs before they even fill out an application. I mean, they got to be made to do this. We got to be made to get up. We got to be made to go to bed. We got to be made to go to work. We got to be made to go to church. Oh, come on. We got to be made to sing. Got to be made to testify. Oh, God. And some people even got to be made to preach. Oh, come on. Help me. I tell you, God's looking for somebody that just out of pure love, amen, will have the Master's request ringing in their ears. Oh, hallelujah. I wish we'd get back to having church. Amen, where we just obeyed the Lord and the Holy Ghost had His way and the power of God would move on us and He'd deal with our hearts. And just out of love, we'd stand up and say, Lord, I'm going to praise You. Just out of love, we begin to lift Him up. And just out of love, amen, if you really want a breakthrough, you fall in love with the Master and you'll have it. If you really want a revival, you fall in love with the Master. If you want the baptism, you fall in love with the Master. Hey, great God, is there anybody in this house, amen, that loves the Lord? Do you really love Him? Amen. Can we do anything for Him? Just out of pure love. They tell me that years ago, sinners used to come peep in the windows. A lot of them didn't have money to go to the movie house out in the country. A lot of them didn't have money. Didn't want to ride all the way to town, horse and buggy. Amen. Hey, they was too poor and too broke to go to the movie house. So they went out to Holiness Church, peep in the window and watch the show. Amen. Most of them knew back in that if they could just get down there at the church, something was going to happen.
But I kind of wonder anymore, brother. Come on. If we got enough to even entertain them. Come on, help me. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you. Amen. But I was raised. Amen. Where people just out of love. Amen. Got up and said glory. Amen. Where people out of love just got up and sung a song. Amen. Where people out of love. Amen. Got down and prayed. And prayed and prayed. Until they touched God. I tell you, we need a breakthrough. I said we need a breakthrough. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm longing. Amen. To have a drink from the water that's down there by the gate. Amen. I think if we really love the Master, we'd step out tonight. If we really loved Him, we'd draw the sword. Amen. We'd fight the devil. We'd fight every hindrance. We'd fight every blockade. We'd say, hey, my Master's got a request. I'm going to serve Him. I'm going to obey Him just because I love Him. We preach and preach and preach, obey God. We preach and preach and preach, obey the Spirit. And then when somebody wants to, we doubt it. Come on. Amen. Now ain't forever Tom, Dick, and Harry. Amen. Getting up here, I know that. I know they're going to have a right life. Amen. I know they're going to live wholeness. Amen. Oh, the Lord ain't going to deal with them in the first place. Amen. The way He'll deal with worldly folks is to come to the altar and get a drink of salvation. Amen. Amen. But I want you to know tonight. Amen. One time in Bristol, some of y'all might have been there. Oh, Sister Lucille Dawson, God bless her heart. Right there in that big old crowd, 2,000 people. Amen. Got up, come a walking up there. Had a song in her hand. She said, I want to sing. Is any of y'all there? She said, I want to sing. Well, I bless God, women ain't supposed to assert authority over the man. And women ain't got no place in the church. Oh, come on. Amen. Help me here. Help me. Amen. She got up there and got that microphone. And she said, amen. Well, you all told me to obey God. Amen. Amen. There's about half of them doubting it. Amen. Half of them thinking, what in the world's that old woman trying to do? Trying to take over Bristow. Amen. Come on, help me. Amen. She got singing. Amen. This world's no place for living. Not enough care, not enough giving. It's sometimes cloud of sin and sorrow hide my way. But this world of stormy weather ain't gonna be my home forever. And I'm gonna be moving one of these days. Amen. Some folks didn't realize it, but she was on her way to the well. Hallelujah. Amen. Some people said, that woman has missed it. She's out of the will of God. But she was sitting there in a chair and heard her Master. I said she heard her Master. And just out of love, I said just out of love, just out of love, she got up and obeyed the Lord. Come on. She was sitting there in a chair. Nobody put her on the program, said, you're singing tonight. Amen. Nobody talked to her before church, said, you're singing tonight. Just out of love. Just out of pure love for her Master. She got up and said, I'm singing. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to know these men that break through, Brother Rusty, they were under no obligation to do it. Hey, I want you to know, Brother Billy, these men that break through, there was no law from David that said they had to do it. Amen. But they heard from the Master. They saw Him sitting on a rock and feeling in despair. And they said, that's my Master and I love Him so much. Amen. Even if the well's going to dry when I get there, I'm going to try. Amen. Oh God, I wish we had some people. I know the Bible said try the Spirit to see if it be of God. Amen. I wish we had some folks that would just try it. Amen. I said, I wish we had some folks, amen, that would just try it. Amen. I'm telling you what, tonight, amen, it's good. Amen. When a man tells you, stand up and raise your hands and God blesses you. It's good when a man says, you come to the altar and God will help you and God blesses you. All of those things of obedience are to be commended. But I tell you, it'll help you when just out of pure love you hear the Master and you say, Lord, I love you so much. I know it ain't in order. Amen. But I'm so much in love with you. I'm ready to have a breakthrough. Great God, is there anybody that's in this house that's ready to have a little water from the well down by the gate? If you really love the Master, you'll help me fight. If you really love the Master, you'll help me go to war. I think sometimes we need to get back to obeying God just because we love Him.
I was on the job one time. Don't get too excited. I ain't a workaholic. I preached some revivals. I preached some and worked and preached. I mean, just recently. I preached some revivals, and if I'm working and preaching, I ain't got a burden for a revival. And then I go some places. If I ain't working, I'm lazy. Woo! I don't know what to do sometimes. I think I'll just put my wife to work now to settle it all. Hey, man, come on here. Hey, man, listen to me tonight. Hey, man, I was on the job one time, and what we were doing had stopped, and I just got around and got me a broom. I was pushing that broom, picking up trash. One man come over to me and said, "Webster, what's wrong with you? They got plenty of money in that office. These people ain't broke. Sit down. I don't want to get fired. I don't want the Master catch me doing nothing. Hey, man. I mean, I'd like to do something if it wasn't nothing but sweeping up corn on the floor. If it wasn't nothing but just cleaning the windows or picking up trash, I'd like to stay moving. Hey, man, just because I've had a little bit of loyalty, hey, man, to the job, just a bit of loyalty, hey, man, to the Master, some folks thought I was crazy. That's exactly about the way it is in the house of God. Oh, God, help me. Hey, man, I want you to know that when these men drew their sword and came out of that hole and went down fighting the devil, hey, man, they were under no obligation to do it. Amen. Has anybody, amen, got that registered yet? There was no law that said you got to do that. But there was a love in their heart. I said there was a love. I asked you all ago if you loved Him. I said, do you really love Him? Amen. If you do, you'll come out of that cave you're in. You'll come out of that hole you're in. And you'll make your way to the well. You'll fight for a revival. You'll tell God, I gotta have it. I'm thirsty in my heart. I need a drink from the well. If there's anybody that falls in love with the Master, I guarantee you, Trinity, we'll have a break to... But we gotta fall in love with Him again. I preached for a man down in Georgia. God bless his heart. Got a little church running about 30, doing good, really. Come out there, man, fired up at church time. Get on that piano. He plays the piano, leads the singing, does the preaching. I mean, come on. You know anything about that? Amen. Oh, God. Woo! Hey, man. Well, I was in revival there, and he told me, he said, I'm going to tell you what, bless God. He said, I'm so aggravated. I'm going to get out there tonight, and I ain't doing nothing. I ain't doing nothing. He said, these bunch of knots on the law come to church, want me to get them up, want me to get them high. He said, I'm going out there, I ain't doing nothing. I ain't doing nothing. You know what? Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me. Everybody else, oh, head rubbed together and catch on fire, they said, dry. Hey, man. Oh, that old brother was on the piano beating them ivories. It wasn't very little while. He got playing louder and harder and harder. Sweat got to running down his temples. Hey, man, he looked at me and said, I can't handle it. I'm going to get in if nobody else gets in. I'll tell you something. There's some folks that just because they love Him, amen, a shout glory if the preacher ain't doing good. Come on. Hallelujah. You may not love the preacher, but you're supposed to love Jesus. Hallelujah. Why don't you lift up that name above every name? Let the mountains praise Him and the rivers praise Him. Let sun, moon, and stars praise Him. Let
everything that hath breath. Praise ye the Lord. Young men and children, old men and maidens, let everything that hath breath. Praise ye the Lord. I tell you, when we fall in love with Him, I said when we fall in love with Him and do things out of love, we will have a breakthrough. Woo! Great God, our evangelists are winding up in the hospital. Our pastors are having heart attacks. They're breaking down their bodies, trying to have a move for God. Amen. What would it be if we had a whole church full of people that just out of love? Amen. Would say, Brother MacDonald, you care if I sing? Woo! Amen, Brother MacDonald. Amen. You care if I testify? Amen, Brother MacDonald. Amen. You care if I'm over the grass? Yeah, come on here. Amen, Brother MacDonald. We're taking applications, by the way. Amen. I tell you, when we fall in love with the Master, it won't have to be written in law to shout. We'll shout anyway. It won't have to be under obligation. Amen. To run the aisle, we'll run the aisle because we're in love with Him. Hallelujah. God won't have to put it in writing. Amen. To give us a song, we'll come in the church house singing. Is there anybody in this house that's in love with the Master? I said, are you in love with Him? Are you willing to obey Him just out of pure love? Woo! Glory! How much do you love Him? Ain't nobody told Him. Amen. That ain't in law, Brother Bruce. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. Hey! But some men just love Him so much. I said some men just love Him so much. I said some sisters are in love with Him so much that when nobody tells them, just out of pure love, they have a breakthrough and make it to the well of Bethlehem. Whew. Woo! Listen. Brother D.C. Williamson down at our place. He's an old brother. He's a home missionary. When he was in the Philippines, he got a Dear John letter. The woman that he was going to marry married somebody else. And all of his life he'd been single. When a fair come to town, you'd find Brother D.C. at the fair. But he wasn't riding a ride. He had a big satchel on his side. He was handing out tracts. I've been there, amen, walking down the street. Amen, and see Brother D.C. coming with a handful of tracts, handing them out to people, and they'd wad them up in his face. Throw them down. He'd lift that right arm, say, the Lord's good to me, brother. Amen. Amen. One night, old Brother D.C., he's probably getting close to 80 now. He come to church. I want you to get this. Amen, come to church, had his own pan of water. Had his own towel. Woo! Unannounced. That's the best way to have a turnout at his foot washing. That's surprising. Hey, man. Brother D.C. come in the back door. Had that pan of water. Amen. Speaking in tongues. Amen. Towel around his waist. Amen. Started on the front bench. Him men got slipping off their shoes. Unannounced. Just out of pure love. He started washing feet. Amen. You want to guess what happened? Amen. The power of God. And the Holy Ghost came down, and they got to drinking from the well that never runs dry. I would to God we'd have somebody that just out of pure love. I said just out of pure love. I said just out of pure love would do something for Jesus. I said, are you willing to do something for the Master just because you love Him? Praise Him. Praise Him. Come on. Glory. Woo.
What's his name? I hear it shouted. The one that just now shouted. What's his name?
Rob.
Hey, Rob. You didn't have to do that. That ain't in my program here. Hey, amen. Brother Billy Jowers, amen. I want to get to the place where I love Him so much.
Amen. I want to get to the place where I love Him so much. If every meeting I got was canceled, amen, I'd be out on a street corner. Amen, just because I love Him. Hallelujah. I'm telling you the reason why. Amen, you listen to me. The reason why we ain't having breakthroughs. We ain't got anybody that loves Him enough. Oh, come on. We want to put it all on the preacher and all on the evangelist. Amen, what about the church? What about the laity? How many will say, God, just because I love You, I'm a-going. Just because I love You, I'm singing. Just because I love You, I'm a-shouting. We need somebody that just out of pure love will obey God.
I was in revival up at Brother Jody's last week. A sister got to testifying. She said, I was in my bedroom praying. Y'all, some of y'all may know her. A couple years ago, a few years ago, she had that bad wreck and it killed her baby. Sister Marion and Brother Greg that goes to church there in Flomington. Amen. She said, I was in my bedroom praying. This was during a revival. She got up testified one night. She said, I kept praying. She said, Greg was done going to work. And their other little boy they got now, he was still asleep. And she said, I had heard little footsteps on the floor. She said, I was praying and feeling good. I didn't even raise my head. I just figured I heard them steps come in my room and get right up on the bed beside me. She said, I never raised my head. I just figured it's my boy. She said, I got through praying. I looked up and he wasn't there. She said, I went in the kitchen and he wasn't there. Thought, well, maybe he's in there eating some cereal or something. Went in there, he wasn't there. Went in there and looked in the bedroom. He was still covered up asleep. She said, I thought, well, if he's asleep, I just go right back in here and pray some more. Amen. She got back in there and knelt down. She said, it wasn't in a little bit. She was standing up all by herself. She said, the Holy Ghost was coming on her and it's feeling so good. She got to crying saying, Lord, I ain't really never shouted, but this morning, would You let the power of God come on me? Amen. And she said, Brother MacDonald, she said, all I did, I thought, well, I ain't feeling no shout. But she said, I'm just going to raise my foot. She went like that. Woo! She stood in her bedroom all by herself going like that. All right. Sit down, Mary, and you're in the flesh. I love Him so much. Woo! Sit down. Sit down. Don't you know we're trying to have... I love Him so much. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. It wasn't very long. She got to lifting that foot. She said, I broke out in a dance. Hey, man, danced around in that room for a little while. Great God, I wish we had some people that were so much in love for Him. Amen. They'd lift their foot, raise their hand, clap them, pull off their shoes. Amen. Shout glory. I tell you how many believe we need a breakthrough. I tell you the best way to have a revival is get the church to fall in love with Jesus. The best way to have a breakthrough is to get everybody in the house. Amen. To fall in love with the Master. You won't worry about the enemy. You won't worry about the dishes. You won't worry about the lawn. You won't worry about building fence. You'll say, I love Him so much. I'm going to revival. I got to have a breakthrough and a drink of water from the well. Brother Jowers, Brother Bruce, and Brother Rusty. Brother MacDonald, if you have a seat right over there, it'll be all right. Brother Stork, give me a little volume on this red mic here. David. He's held up.
Yes.
He's in a hold.
Yes.
Three mighty men are over here sharpening their swords.
All right.
Get on over here, brother. You're a mighty man. Y'all get over and sharpen your swords. They're just talking about the day, talking about the weather, talking about the sunshine and everything else. Ain't even really thinking about the Master. You know, that's how we come to church sometimes.
All right. Yes.
Woo!
He's the...
Right when the Holy Ghost gets moving. I wonder if I got any money in the bank. I got a hangnail.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yes.
Help me here.
Yes.
I mean, they really wasn't even thinking about Him at this time.
All right.
And all of a sudden, from way over in that hole, they heard their Master saying,
oh, if I had some water from the well of Bethlehem. I just had a drink of water. Well, the Bethlehem.
What I'm saying, shh. Wait a minute. I thought I heard something. Sounds like the master.
If I had some water from the well of Bethlehem.
Whoa. That was him, wasn't it? I mean, I know my fat master. I know his voice. He's commended me and shook my hand and held me close in his bosom. He's talked to me and encouraged me. I'm going to listen just a minute, but I think that was him.
Oh, if I had some water. Now the well of Bethlehem.
Did he say Bethlehem? Why, there's an enemy out there, but I don't know what you think, boys. Think we can do it, don't you? I mean, he's my master. He's been good to me. He's my captain. I'm in his army. I'm subject unto him.
All right.
I'm loyal unto him. And all the while they pondered it. Again, from the cave in the prison, they heard.
If I just had some water
and all of
from out of the well of Bethlehem.
They made their way. David kept a thinking. Had no idea. I mean, he just had such a thirst. Just had such a longing. You know, I think he probably got to wondering. I wonder if there's anybody in this army that loves me.
All right.
I wonder if there's anybody in this army that shares the same burden. I wonder if there's anybody in this church that carries the same load.
All right.
I wonder if there's anybody in this church that cares about my welfare. I believe old David might have sat there saying, I'm so thirsty. I wonder if there's anybody. I wonder if there's anybody. Amen. That cares that I'm thirsty.
Yeah.
He didn't know it, but he had some men on the way. Amen. Come on, men. They went down through there. Amen. Bring the whole jug. Amen. Bring all the cups. Amen. I might have some more that's thirsty around.
All right.
Hallelujah. Amen. Come on. Here come these mighty men down. Amen.
Yeah.
Just out of pure love.
Yeah.
Amen. Nobody made them do it. Amen. Nobody put a law to them.
All right.
Amen. David didn't have to go say, I'm making you boys go. But just one day while David was saying, I'm thirsty, all of a sudden he heard footsteps. We're going to do this in just a little bit different. Amen.
That'll work.
All of a sudden, David looks up and hears three men that love him. Where you boys been? We've been down to the well. Well, there's no well around here. We're in a wilderness. We're in the cave of Adullam, and there's no well here. Yes, Master. But we have been to thy homeland.
All right.
We've been to the city of David. We've been to Bethlehem. That well that is by the gate. And we have brought you water. But you didn't have to. I know it, but we loved you so much. Why don't you just try a little bit of that?
That's it. That come from Bethlehem.
Whoa.
Oh, thank you.
Make sure they all went to the same well. Hallelujah. Hang on, try a little bit.
That's it. I've tasted it. That's from my homeland. Thank
but
God for
you. You boys didn't have to. I don't understand. Why'd you do it?
We love you.
You love me?
Love the Master.
I don't understand, Brother Rusty, why?
I love him. I want to please.
Oh no, Brother Bruce, you didn't have to do that for me.
Love my Master.
Woo! I'll tell you something tonight. Whoa. Amen. We need somebody.
All right.
That just out of love will have a breakthrough.
All right. Just out of love.
Yeah. Sister Heather, I want you to come here, sis. First time I met you. Would you come over here and have a seat? Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
I said I feel the Holy Ghost.
All right.
David, we love you so much. You ever felt like flood come in on your soul? You ever felt like floods are confusing? And tidal waves of heartache.
All right.
Have come and you've been held up in a cave.
Yeah.
Have you ever been so thirsty?
I wonder if there's anybody just out of love obey God and help her out. Amen. Glory to God. It looks like to me she needs a drink. Amen. Amen. She's needing a breakthrough. I said she's needing a breakthrough. Amen. I'm tired of this store-bought water. Amen. Let's make our way down to the well. I'm going to tell you something tonight. We got some folks that just out of love are willing to obey God. Just out of love are willing to have a revival. How much do you love Him? How much do you love Him? How much do you love Him tonight? There's some of you here. You're needing a drink from the well. I want you to know here is water. What doth hinder you? Here is water. You need a revival. Amen. Your soul is thirsty. And your soul is dry. I want you to know we done had a breakthrough. We done had a breakthrough. We done got the water. Amen. If I was you, I'd get me a drink of the water from the well. That's down there by the gate. Just because I love Him, I step out and obey the Lord. Woo! Does anybody feel like giving Sister Kathy a drink? Oh, God. Amen. Are you willing to fight the devil for them? Do you love the Master so much? Amen. There's some of you think this is plumb out of order. But if you was in love with Jesus, you'd already be obeying God. If you really loved Him like you said you did, amen, you'd already be trying to get in the will of God. If you really loved Him like you said you did, you'd already obey the Holy Ghost while He's moving in our midst. Great God, give us some people that just out of pure love will fight their way through until they have a breakthrough. Randa la moisa taka bihisa la mama. Randa la mahatoyo. Amen. That water's coming from the well. It's springing up out of the heavens. That water's coming down out of glory. If I'm here tonight needing a drink, you need to be uplifted. You feel like you're in a cave. You feel like you're a prisoner. We done had the mighty man of God and the mighty man called Jesus and the mighty power of the Holy Ghost done give us a breakthrough and He brought back the water from the well of heaven. Woo! Woo! I said if you love Him, you'll have a breakthrough. If you love Him, you'll fight the devil. If you really love Him, you'll make your way to the water. If you really love the Master, you'll make your way to the water. Some of you came to church tonight so dry. I said some of you came to church tonight so dry. You're needing a drink from the water of the well of Bethlehem down by the gate. I'm telling you, the three mightiest men I know had done fought their way through the powers of hell. That's God the Father. That's Jesus the Son. And the sweet Holy Ghost. That third person in a Trinity has done made their way through the host of hell and dipped their bucket in a well of water. And He's brought it back to Trinity. I said He brought it back to Trinity. And if you want a drink, you can have it. Woo! I said it's time that some of us just out of pure love will make our way to the well. David didn't obligate them men to do it. He didn't put it in law. They heard Him crying for water. And they said, that's my Master. Hallelujah. Is there anybody in this house that recognizes the voice of the Master? Is there anybody here that recognizes the Spirit of God? Do you recognize the move of the Holy Ghost? Do you realize He's trying to help us? Do you realize He's trying to touch us? He's trying to give you a drink of water from the well, from Bethlehem. Why don't you run to the Lord tonight? Church, if you love Him, you'll break through just because you love Him. Hallelujah. I said if you love the Master, you'll break through without Him having to tell you to fight. You'll break through when there is no law. You'll break through when you're not obligated. You'll fight the devil just because you love the Master. Glory. That's all right. Glory to God. Glory to God. Holy Ghost, help us right now. Holy Ghost, help us right now in this house. There's some of you that's needing a drink of the water from the well. I tell you, the three mighty men of heaven have done broke through the enemy's host. I said the three mighty men of heaven have done broke through the host of hell. And they brought us back a bucket of water from Bethlehem, the city of God. Hallelujah! Woo! Come on, church. Somebody needs a drink. Would you do it out of love? Would you help them fight the devil? You see the cave they're in. You see the hole they're in. You see the position they're in. Just out of love, are you willing to fight the power of the hell? Just out of pure love for the Master, are you willing to break through the enemy's lines and help your brother with the water? Great God, you need to obey the Lord right now. I said you need to obey God right now. You need to obey the Holy Ghost right now. That's it. Get yourself a drink of water. Woo! Just because I love Him, I'm going to draw my sword. Just because I heard the Master's plea, I'm going to have a breakthrough tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. There ain't a law that says I have to. I'm not obligated to. But I'm so much in love with Him. Woo! Why don't you obey the Lord because you love Him? Why don't you obey Him because you love Him? Come on, some of you tonight's in a cave. There's some of you feeling like a prisoner. You ain't got loose in this revival yet. You're still yet hindered. Every time you stick your head out of the cave, you see nothing but the enemy line. But I want you to know we got some people here that are in love with the Master. Amen. And they're going to help you fight. Woo! That's it. Drink from the fountain, sister. Drink from the well that never runs dry. This water will sustain you. This water will keep you. This water will keep you from dying. Don't you think the church don't love you? We love the Master so much, we can't help but love you. Amen. We're so much in love with Jesus, we can't help but love you. And we see where you're at. We see the predicament you're in. We see the cave that you're held up in. We're willing to fight to the enemy line. We're willing to fight the Philistines. We're willing to fight the powers of hell just to bring you some water. Come on, church. Come on, church. How much do you love the Master? Amen. There's some of you tonight, if you'd fall in love with Jesus, you'd already be shouting. There's some of you, if you'd fall in love with the Master, You'd already be worshiping Him with all of your heart, all of your mind, and all of your soul. Great God, we've left that love. Help us to fall in love with You again. We need somebody to be so much in love that they're willing to go to the well.
Come on, lift your hand just because you love Him. Just lift your hand and praise Him. Not because of the friends' benefits, not because of the fishes and the loaves, but simply, Lord, because I love You. Not because I know You're going to provide for me. Not because I know, God, You're going to pay my bills. God, You're going to put food on my table, clothes on my back, shoes on my feet. But I'm going to love You, Lord, simply because. Just to say way down deep for what You've done for me. Not, God, what You're going to do, but what You have done. Oh, Lord, for what You have done. I believe I'll raise my hand while I have a chance. I believe I'll praise His name while I have a chance. Amen. I may not have this chance anymore. Oh, God, I believe I'll shout and sing while I've got a chance. Amen. Because, simply because I love Him. I love You, Lord. I love You, Lord. I love You, Lord. I believe it'd be legal. We just say that. I love You, Lord. 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 I love You. You've been good to me. I love You, Lord. You've blessed me. I love You, Lord. You've helped me. Oh, God, You've smiled upon me, Lord. Smiled upon my family. Smiled upon my ministry, Lord. I love You. 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 Oh, God, I love You. I love You, Lord. Oh, God. I love You for just for being God that I can come to You. Anytime, day or night, I can come to God. And I love You, Lord. Have you ever gone to your prayer closet and just knelt down and say, Lord, I just want to come and tell You how much I appreciate You. God, where You brought me from. Have you ever walked in your house, your automobile, looked at your automobile, whatever it might have been. God, I just want to thank You. I didn't come to ask You for anything. Your automobile, whatever it might have been. God, I just want to thank You. I didn't come to ask You for anything.